We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Darryl, all right, so playing Cincinnati this week. Let's start with the injuries. Austin Hooper is out, an appendectomy. My guess was that he probably doesn't play till the game after the bye. You think that's a safe bet?
Yeah, and, you know, if my memory serves me correctly, I thought Alex Mack had, like, an appendectomy early in the week, and then he, like, ended up playing that week. Like, he played
really?
The next game. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he also, I think, actually played a game with appendicitis before the appendectomy.
So maybe yeah, Hooper will be back next week.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate on it. I mean, it differs on the person, but yeah, I mean, I think what you said, Bull, is a reasonable expectation as far as a timeline for him to come back. Because I mean, any procedure, you know, is significant, especially you know having appendicitis and having to get an appendectomy. So maybe we'll see him next week against the Las Vegas Raiders. I had to catch myself there for a second. I almost said Oakland.
Yeah.
But I think it stands to reason more than likely we will not see him until they host the Houston Texans.
Let's talk about some other injuries. Wyatt Teller not going to play. Could he be back next week, or is he after the bye? And are we confident that Nick Chubb will be back first game after the bye?
Not confident that Chubb will be back after the bye, although Kevin Stefanski said this week he is on schedule and progressing. Wyatt Teller, I think there's a chance that you won't see him until the Texans game.
Okay. So after the bye as well.
Okay. Darryl, how big is it for Harrison to come back from the concussion?
I mean, he and Carl Joseph as well. If he's healthy enough with that hamstring, he's officially questionable. That secondary desperately needs help, Dustin. So.
Yeah,
I think it's big if they can get both of those guys back. And you know, it was disappointing that Harrison got that concussion because he made two big plays against the Colts that really helped hold them at bay. Obviously, the pick six was the big one, but I think the kid can play. And if he has a clear understanding of Joe Woods' defense and what Woods wants him to do at safety. I said it when they made the trade. I stand by it. I love the pickup by Andrew Berry, and I think this kid could, you know, can really help the back end of that defense, which desperately needs some help.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Darryl, obviously there's been a lot of talk about Baker this week. I found it fascinating because we had three regular guests on this week. Sean Salisbury, Albert Breer, and Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus. All three have been big Baker supporters. And all three, for the first time this week, for the first time, all three of them, said maybe Baker's not the guy. For whatever reason, this game seemed to really rock some confidence from smart football guys. Did it about Baker's future? Did it for you as well?
Yeah. I'm starting to ask questions, about him being the long-term guy because I respect him playing hurt. I stubbed my toe, I can't walk, you know. So but here's the thing: the expectations are what they are. You're the number one pick in the draft. You're expected to be an elite player at your position. I mean, that's whether that's fair or not, that's just the reality he's living within. And my expectation is that he's supposed to be an elite quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and he's the first from elite right now. He's average at best, and average at best doesn't get it done. So hopefully he's – that's why I asked Kevin Stefanski today, you know, hey, is it reasonable to expect that Baker can play through this thing, can heal up, and also play at the level that he's needed and expected to? And, you know, Stefanski kind of blew off the question, but I think it's a legit question to ask, because if he's not healthy, he shouldn't be on the field. Last week, I think Baker Mayfield playing hurt the Cleveland Browns. They would have been better off with Case Keenum starting. Now, would they have won the game? Probably not. But would the game have been a little more competitive? Possibly. So, you know, and I don't think that you would have created any firestorm or quarterback controversy within your building. You know, I get it. If Case Keenum, you know, played a couple weeks and played well, fans would say, you know, keep him in, you know, start him. You guys would obviously be talking about it on a daily basis. But he's got to get it together. Bottom line, whether you heard or not, Baker Mayfield needs to get it together, because with the offensive talent around him, there's no reason why against the NFL's elite, you're scoring less than 10 points. I'm sorry, and I hate to be that tough on him. I try to be fair and reasonable, you know, with my critique, considering he is playing hurt and all that. But bottom line, number one pick in the draft, you're expected to be an elite player. And, you know, like I said, Baker's got a long way to go to get to that level.
If he doesn't play well this weekend, would you consider benching him if they lose the game he doesn't play well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd say bench him, Dustin, but, you know, if he doesn't play well this weekend and the injury is the mitigating factor, I mean, listen, we found out this week Jarvis Landry's playing with a broken rib, right? And we don't know the extent of the injury that Mayfield's dealing with. For all we know, he's dealing with a broken rib. I'm not saying he is, I'm just, you know, hypothetically, right? Because we don't know the specifics about the injury. But if he can't get it done playing hurt, then put a healthy guy on the field. I mean, that's why you brought in Case Keenum, right? You're not paying Case Keenum sure. $17 million bucks over 3 years, you know, just to be the clipboard holder and hand holder for Baker Mayfield, right? So if Baker is not healthy enough to produce at the level that the Browns need him to produce, I'm all for playing Case Keenum until Baker is healthy.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. You're right. The bottom line is, if Baker's on the field, then he's expected to perform. And if he's not capable of playing, as you said, play Case Keenum. There's no excuses. A lot of guys are hurt all over the league. This is the NFL. It's the toughest sport on the planet. It's week 7. It's COVID. It's no training camp. Everything's nuts. Everybody's hurt. So I don't want to hear about your freaking injuries. I'm sick of talking about his injuries. Stop complaining. You know, whatever. It's enough. Either play well or get the freak off the field, Daryl, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Wolf.
That's right. All right, Daryl, what's your prediction for the game?
I think the Browns win. I'm going to say it's going to be a little similar. I had a conversation with someone today who completely disagrees with me. He thinks that this is going to be a much more defensive game than what we saw in week 2. I disagree. I say the Browns get back above 30 points. I'm going to say Browns 31 and the Bengals 24.
I actually do think it's going to be slightly lower scoring. We'll do our picks in a little bit. Dustin, you think it's going to be a high scoring game? You with Daryl on that?
No, I think it'll be – the total's 50. I think it'll be like – I don't know, 27-20, something like that. I think
the Mixon and Hooper injuries knocked down the offense both a little bit.
I still think they'll get a couple touchdowns in the field goal, yeah. Maybe.
I think 17. Odell and Jarvis 20. Compensate, and also Harrison, the rookie, compensate for Austin Hooper from a production standpoint with the Browns. And as Myles Garrett said today, Giovanni Bernard's no slouch. Even though Joe Mixon's not on the field, Giovanni Bernard has torn up the Browns in the past. So, I'm interested to see what adjustments Kevin Stefanski makes here with his game plan and his approach, because this will be the first time he sees a team for the second time.
All right, Darryl, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.